Welcome back to A Year Unhinged. My name is Brianna, or Brie.
And I'm Maddie. My pronouns are they, them.
And I am, I don't know why I tell you my full name and also the nickname that I go by, but that's just, I don't know.
You have all the information.
Yes, we have only recently started introducing ourselves because, well, we sort of forgot to do that, but yeah. And just so you know, there is lawn work going on at my home. I am unhappy about it, but I cannot change the situation. So I'll do my best to edit it out, but it's there. So, you know. I just blanked on what I was going to talk about. I'm sorry. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Yes. Sorry.
Go You're good.
You can cut that part out if you want to. So, as a follow-up to our snail story, because we've had a snail story and then we had a snail story of a childhood horrible, terrible experience that both I and my sister were part of, and I was pretty sure that she was the one who stepped on the snail, not me. Yes, that has been verified. Brittany was the one who stepped on the snail. She had also gotten it confused over which of us it was. She's like, I know it was one of us, but I can't remember which one because we were just staring at each other screaming and jumping around trying to get away from it.
Oh my God.
But yes, I also had the ages wrong because she was like 4 or 5. So I was like 10-ish, give or take. So, but yeah, it's it was terrible and it was horrible. And there's no way this is long enough to be its own episode.
No, it's 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Why did I think this was going to be so much longer?
I don't know.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. This is today's episode. Hey, this is
just
a call out
about snails.
Yeah.
They're very slimy as well, if you didn't know. And
they are, yes, indeed. Especially when they're on your feet.
Yeah. Therefore, I will say, I can talk about Gwendolyn a little bit if you want. Which
sure,
is my giant
that would
snail.
Be great.
In the You Must Meet Her episode, and you must, so go watch or listen to that one. So I've since moved her. When I got her, I just really severely underestimated how big 6 inches was an animal, and so, or an insect or whatever. And so the little house that I got for her is like technically okay, but it just felt like way too small. Like the majority of it was taken up by her little tub and her plants. So I moved her into an old fish tank that's really, really big and has a lid. I guess it was actually a snake tank. But anyways. But like, I feel like I need to brush up on snail care knowledge because I did a ton of research before I got her, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just panic over every little thing. Like, she doesn't come out very much. And I'm like, oh, she's unhappy. Or maybe she's nocturnal. But like, I never see her eat because she does come out at night more often than during the day. So I never see her eat, so I'm worried she's not eating. And so, like, every now and then during the day, I'll just, like, take her out and put some food in my hand and watch her eat so that I've seen her eat. Aww. But I'm nervous that if I'm not around, she just isn't eating. Anyway, now the episode is 4 minutes and some seconds, so we did it!
We did it! We did it indeed! Yes. Come back tomorrow for a probably longer episode. And we will be here, and we hope you are as well. Yeah. Bye!
Bye!